Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Steve Rosenbloom.
We suck, so your self-quarantine doesn't have to.
Mark Grody.
I think there will be lasting derivatives of this once we get through it, and hopefully we will, with minimal damage, that people will be more aware, honestly, of washing their hands and
good thing.
And apparently wiping.
They suck, so you don't have to.
They can do what they have to do. They know what they have to do. Now they don't have any problem getting it done.
Founding members of the WB Club.
Wake and bake. Come on.
Where's Toby?
So I'm practicing, you know, social distancing, and I have a few tips for everybody, you know. No sharing pipes or joints, things like that.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote,
stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Mike, you had some red zone failures and a number of drop passes. Would you attribute that to anything in particular?
Sucking.
We have a new coach at Saturday Suckage. Yes, we do. Welcome in. His name is Mike Tomlin. He's our new coach. Us sucking. That is. It's the newest addition to Saturday Suckage. Mark Grody, we now have a better coach than the Bears, but then who doesn't? How are you?
I like to think of you and I as being 11-0 as well and still sucking. It's the dirty little secret, ladies and gentlemen. We have Steve and I have been exposed after a decade of working together. Just because we suck doesn't mean we're not great. And that would be the case of Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Rosenbloom and Grody Show for a decade here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. What's up, sunshine?
Hey, Saturday suck. You know what? It is a sunshiny day. If you're a Len Casper, if you're a Len Casper fan, he's living out his dream, and all the applause in the world for him. He's living out everyone's dream. And here's what I mean by that. I mean, I was growing up in LA, and I was lit by the Vin Scully was the greatest storyteller of my time. I wanted to be Vin Scully. Vin Scully outlasted everybody, and there's only going to be one Vin Scully. I went off in a different area, found a way to do that, but it remained that was such an indelible part of my youth, calling baseball games on the radio and telling stories. And it's so easy to see how Len Casper wanted to do that. He wanted to be, I wanted to be Vin Scully. He wanted to be Ernie Harwell. Now he gets to do that. And in the terms of everybody, he got to choose what he wanted to do at a time when he could do it for the greatest amount of time that he has and at whatever in his wheelhouse, his peak time, congratulations to him. He's living out his dream. Everybody should be thrilled for him, even Cub fans who are facing an awful nightmare with the marquee. What do you think, Mark?
I agree with that, and I think the comp is, and I don't know if this is mentioned. I didn't hear it a lot. It seemed like everybody was scurrying to the Harry Caray move as a comp going from the White Sox to the Cubs, but based on what you just said, and I think it's true, the comp is Wayne Larrivee, because Wayne Larrivee was the play-by-play voice of the Chicago Bears on the radio with the Super Bowl Bears, and he was big time. And here he is in one of the biggest, you know, maybe you could call it the second biggest NFL market at the time, and still it is probably number two in the country, maybe number one in some circles based on national ratings. And Wayne Larrivee, once the Packers came a calling, he said, I am out of here, out of Chicago, because Green Bay was always his dirty little secret. His dirty little secret was that his dream was to become the voice of the Green Bay Packers, and he was not going to pass up that opportunity despite the potential, you know, feedback from fans, which to this day, still don't like Wayne for having left the Bears.
More arrogance by Matt Nagy.
So that's the comp. The other thing, too, is what I realized with this and what I've learned maybe in the last decade of my life, you just really never know about people. You never actually know what their wants and needs are or what's really going on inside. Who would have thought that Len Casper, who had, I'll say it, I think that Cubs television might be the best job in the country in terms of a baseball TV gig. How can you not say that in terms of the exposure it's gotten, the celebrity it has made of people through the years, and the people that it reaches? That is a grand gig, one which you don't walk away from, and Len Casper did. So you never really know what is in the heads of people. What are they really thinking? What are they really wanting? Just when you think you have something figured out, you really don't, you know? And I see that with also, heck, let's go to Jeff Joniak, the guy who replaced Wayne Larrivee. I remember when he did that took everybody by shock. Here's Jeff doing, you know, updates and reporting and grinding and doing all that. All of a sudden, he's named to the greatest job in football and is great at it to this day. But you don't know what people are thinking. Some people probably felt that way when I was named the Cubs pregame host in 2015. People are like, what? That guy? The guy that does all the voices on the then Molly and Hanley show? That goofball? Him? What? You know, he wants to do that? He got that job? What? Like, you don't know what people are thinking. You don't know what's reality. And I wanted to take it a step further, but I'll stay away from it completely. But it's also that way with people in general. What you think you see, you don't always. And I'll just use the analogy of just people like husband and wife that you think are happy and then that they're really not, and everything looks glorious. And I think it's because of the world of Facebook and social media. Everything looks perfect. And you think you know what's up, but you really don't, because our reality is so skewed these days because everything is a picture.
I understand all of that, and I look at, and I understand you can't know everything. The image, the outside, the external does not necessarily, some of it's a facade, and you don't always know what's ticking on the
inside.
But with Len, it was always pretty, it always seemed, you could connect the dots that all of the mentions of Ernie Harwell were such that Ernie was a radio guy. He was the man telling stories. He was, as Vinny used to say, pull up a chair and spend part of Saturday afternoon with us. That's the kind of guy, that's what radio was all about, and that's clearly what Len and a lot of people were involved in, were embraced by and wanted to follow. That was their siren song. That's what they wanted to do. So that was pretty clear. And he got to do it. If the worst thing that ever happened to Len Kasper was that he was stuck in the second best job of doing Cubs TV instead of doing baseball on radio at some major league level, then he was living a pretty good life. He wanted to live his best life. And congratulations to him. I think it's terrific. And it seems to be as simple as that, as much it as is. Whatever they wanted to make of it. And the and Marquee, oh, by the way, we need to talk about this before we get into the show. By the way, our phone number, 312-644-6767. That's the number you can reach us on the, if we have a breaking phone call, we'll do something about that. That's also the Tech Zone number, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. We will talk to Jim Schwantz at 11:20 about the Bears, and this is the game. This is the game that the most people could get fired for. I'm looking forward to that. And at noon, Evan Altman of Cubs Insider, he will be here. We'll talk about Len Kasper, and we'll talk about all the players you used to love and now what's going to happen to them. But I want to talk about Marquee now. This is, go back less than a year at the Cubs convention, back when you could have people indoors the size of the Cubs convention, and Tom Ricketts was talking about Marquee, the new Cubs network, and as soon as he brought it up, here's what happened.
What our promise for the next 10 years is to continue to have the best relationship with our fans of any sport in the world, any professional sports team in the world. And that starts with the Marquee Network. The Marquee Network. What do you have against the Marquee Network? Believe me, you won't be booing about that in a year. You guys won't, you won't be booing about the Marquee Network in 1 year.
Yeah, you will. In fact, you'll be screaming and you'll be angry and you'll be mad. And there's about to, like, felony stupidity might happen on Marquee Network. So Leslie,
sucking.
Yeah. DeShays is,
what do you have against the Marquee Network?
Don't brag about it, Mr. Ricketts. Don't brag about it. So here's the thing. They got to replace Len Kasper. And Len and JD were wonderful. They were a great listen. They were the wonderful balance, a former player and an announcer who was moving his audience into modern metrics and doing it in such a gentle way, a velvet stiletto, if you were. And now you've got Mike McCarthy, this Marquee guy, who is about to commit felony stupidity because he's talking about possibly a rotation of announcers on there. He has no clue, zero clue, what local baseball is all about. If you come from any place other than baseball, you look at the NFL and you say, well, we can put anybody on a game. That's because football's national. That's why the Super Bowl does better than the World Series. Baseball is extremely local, and you know that, Mark. You worked in radio. You see that on TV. Your announcers are essentially the face of your franchise. They're there a lot longer than a lot of your players. This is about to be something really stupid if you don't hire one person to be next to JD and leave them alone.
Yeah, and I will say this, and this has nothing to do with Marquee, but when Len Kasper came in, Len, and I know they weren't doing it, you know, rotating play-by-play guys, but when Len Kasper came in, he was definitely an outsider. He was definitely an outsider. I mean, he came from, you know, from, he had Milwaukee and Florida stock, and he's obviously from Detroit. And I remember when Len came in, it was being sold as he's a Midwest guy. Like, they were being very careful not to talk about his Detroit roots because they knew how provincial Chicago was, and you had to tie it as closely as you possibly could. So for whatever it's worth, Len was an outsider, and he came in and obviously ingratiated himself to Chicago, lived the life, spoke the language, you know, played the games, was in on the jokes, all that kind of stuff. So it can happen, but yeah, I do wonder how rotating play-by-play guys would work. I will say this because I'm on record as having said it, I think I might be one of the only ones who did like some of the experimentations that Marquee Network did last year, adding the third man in the booth, and I get it. Sometimes it was uncomfortable, especially because of the way in which we had to broadcast games, and sometimes it felt out of focus when Mark Grace was in there. But I kind of dig it when they try stuff, try different things, but I get the base of the point that you're making, that it better be somebody quickly who can resonate with the Cubs audience, because it's important, really important.
I think that one announcer is it. You know what? Even if you think you need to be national because you're a big deal, and you are, you're still doing baseball. It's local, it's cozy, and I think, look, if you could talk Bob Costas into doing the Cubs TV broadcast all season, you do that.
Yes. I thought about that for one year. Yeah. Why not make Bob Costas the stopgap? Because that's the only way you're going to get Bob Costas. Bob Costas at this point, 70 years old or whatever he is not going to want to take on the Cubs TV play-by-play job, I don't think. But what if you just said, hey, Bob, for 1 year, come on in while we try to figure this thing out.
Right. That's the way I do it. But whoever it is, one guy, let him grow. Bob Costas is already there. He reeks of baseball. He is the uncrowned commissioner of baseball, and I'm all in favor of that. If Mike McCarthy wants to do that over at Marquee, that's great. I just think that the best decision is find one guy who can be next to JD and can put on the comfortable broadcast, what Cub fans want. I don't think they want to guess who's the next guy in the booth. I don't like that idea at all. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. And speaking of not liking things, Matt Nagy is going to coach a game on Sunday. We're going to talk to Jim Schwantz about just what kind of grip he thinks Matt Nagy has on his job and on this team. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mark Grody. Saturday Suckage, where we have a new coach. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Sucking.
What needs to happen for this offense to get clicking on Sunday?
The plays that we practice and that we execute in practice, they need to be called when we get to the game on Sunday. We know we can execute them. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just needs a chance to ball out.
That's Anthony Miller talking. I mean, you've had all season to ball out. You've had the last five games to ball out. You've lost all five games since Nick Foles went on his, well, I'd rather lose ugly or win ugly than pretty teams don't win. Yeah, well, guess what? Green Bay Packers looked pretty on Sunday night, and they're pretty good, and the Bears looked ugly in losing. And now we come to what seems to be the biggest game of the year, the one that could get everybody fired. And if you were going to go out and buy a Christmas tree today, like my friend AMS is, and her daughter Georgia, and then you were to put something under the Christmas tree, it might be a new McCaskey in charge, a new Ted Phillips, a different Ted Phillips out of that position, a new GM, and a new coach. A loss to the Lions might ensure all of that. Let's see what our next guest thinks. Joining us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, is Jim Schwantz of the WBBM 780 AM, 105.9 FM pregame, postgame, halftime show. Jim, looking at this game against the Lions, the dog breath Lions who fired their coach, fired their GM, I don't think the Bears have any excuse to lose this game. And if they do, I don't see they have any reason to bring everybody back. What do you think?
Well, I don't think they have any chance. Well, obviously, there's a chance. It's always a chance when you play football. Things happen during the game that you can't prepare for. But no, they should not lose this game. I mean, the Lions, you know, obviously they have a superior quarterback. There's no doubt about that. Beyond that, it's pretty much a crapshoot. They have a very good tight end. If Kenny Golladay plays, he is an excellent wide receiver, but he's been banged up, and you know, he'll be whatever is a game time decision. And then they've been decimated on defense. They don't have anybody left defensively. And you know, where Mitch usually is good is when teams play man to man defense. And I think the Lions have no other choice but to play man to man defense. I know that was Matt Patricia's defensive choice. He's no longer there. Maybe something changes, but they don't have the personnel, the time, spent the chemistry to be able to play a good solid zone defense. So I have a feeling you're going to see a lot of man-to-man defense tomorrow, and I have a feeling the Bears will be successful against it.
Yeah, I agree with that, not to mention the resume that Trubisky has had in general against the Lions, like you kind of alluded to, and Matt Nagy is a perfect 5-0 against that team. And let me ask you this from a player's mentality, and I don't know if you ever went through mid-season coaching change, Jim, but those Detroit players, when you lose a coach, when you lose the boss in the middle of the season like this, are you prone to being more motivated in the next game or less so because it's kind of like the substitute teacher is in?
Well, it's weird, Mark, because you know this is old school, new school mentality. Back when I played, I worried about my job every day. I worried about coming in and seeing a pink slip in my locker after a bad practice. So, but if you think about this, these guys are on an interim basis. All of them right now. There's going to be a new coach coming in, and they're going to be evaluating talent. So it's playing for your future, realistically, for some of these individuals. So, you know, maybe there'll be a little bit of a bounce. Maybe, you know, you're hearing things now, and I never like to put any truth to what comes out after somebody gets fired. But, you know, it was pretty miserable in the facility there with the Lions. So maybe there is a little bit of a relief, so to speak, that they're no longer under the thumb of Matt Patricia. But, you know, these are professional athletes. These are professional football players. You would hope that they would go about their business the same as they did when Matt was there and now after he leaves and has been fired. But like I said, I would think that if you're a professional, you have any pride in what you're doing, you would put your best foot forward, because whoever is going to be the next head coach and next general manager is going to be evaluating the roster.
We're talking with Jim Schwantz here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde with you. A couple interim coaches won their debuts. Darrell Bevell will make his debut against the Bears, and he's smarter than Matt Patricia as long as he plays zone defense and knows that the other team's quarterback has no clue how to figure this thing out. But there are a couple interim coaches who won their debuts, like Raheem Morris and Romeo Crennel. And the idea that the Lions could be happy to just not be playing for Matt Patricia could yield something like that and yield a victory and here we go. And they were well ahead of the Bears in the opener. So that I'm not discounting that. But I want to back up a week before we get to a part of the week. Much was made of what Matt Nagy said about the defense. To me, that struck me as a coach who was losing the locker room. You're lashing out at a bad performance by the only thing that has saved your ass all year, the one unit that has been reliable all year. And there was talk about his alleged leadership not losing the locker room. And that to me sounded like he knew he was losing the locker room. I don't know why he would say it that way. That sounded like a desperate thing. And I don't know what you made of that. So I'd like your opinion on that, Jim. I'd also like to know if you've been part of a locker room that had been lost by a coach, what was that like and how did it manifest itself?
Well, I can tell you this. A lot was made of what Bruce Arians.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, Here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Arians did the last a couple times this year calling out Tom Brady. And then there was a backup on that saying, well, that's the one guy, the one superstar who can handle it. And I kind of liken that to what happened in Chicago. Well, there's no doubt everybody in that locker room knows the defense is the gold standard of that football team. That is the one thing that you can count on week in and week out is that defense. Now, certainly they played a bad game Sunday night. Nobody in that locker room will tell you differently. Nobody on that defense, very proud defense, will tell you differently. They did not play very, very, very well. They played poor football. But I'm hoping, and this is just me as an optimist, as a Bear fan, hoping that that was Matt Nagy's way of, hey, nobody in this locker room is above this. I'm treating everybody the same way, but understanding and knowing that the defense can take it, that they understand and they realize, you know, hey, we've been carrying this thing for this season. If it weren't for our offense not, you know, really putting in their effort, this would be a two or three loss football team. But instead, here we are in the throes of a 5-game losing streak, and maybe that was just his way of clearing the deck, so to speak. But I don't agree with it. I think you're exactly right, Rosie. That is the one thing that has carried this football team. I mean, you know, these talk about these fourth quarter comebacks and these wins, these ugly wins. There's not even a chance in the fourth quarter if the defense doesn't hold up its end of the bargain. And short of turning the football over and scoring on defense this year, that defense has been really good. And, you know, I've picked apart a couple players. You know, I don't think Eddie Jackson has played up to his new contract this year, but he is so dependent on those big plays, and he has not seen those big plays this year. Unfortunately, Danny Trevathan started out really poor this year. He's playing much better as of late, but still not to the level of his new paper. So, you know, you got to get huge plays and huge opportunities from your big players, your big time players. You talk about what happened with Aaron Rodgers not even getting touched Sunday night. I mean, you spent a lot of money this year to go out and get Robert Quinn, and he has not done anything this year except for the first play of the season. You know, Khalil Mack is doing everything he can, getting held, double teamed, all that kind of stuff, and then you lose obviously Akeem Hicks in the middle. So, you know, I thought it was. I don't think it was fair because, like I said, the defense didn't play well, and there's no doubt about it. But I don't know how much more you can rail on the offense because it's certainly not giving you results. It's not committing to results.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree a little bit because, I'm glad Matt Nagy said what he said and kind of called out the defense because it was just, how could you not? I mean, it was glaringly bad. It was jarring. It wasn't, you know, it didn't seem like, oh, we just had an off night. It was just, you had to say something, and this is not Pee Wee football. These guys are adults. They should be able to take it, and it sounds like they took it in stride for the most part. But I want to ask you, Jim, what do you think is going a little bit bigger picture here? What do you think is the future of the quarterback position and how the rest of this season plays out and how it might look going into next year?
Well, Mark, unfortunately, I think this is it for the quarterbacks that are in the organization. I honestly, it's the 5-year plan, right? You've drafted a quarterback. You have 5 years on that quarterback on the low contract where you can build around them and spend money other places and try to win with that. And then you make a decision. If you're Seattle, you give Russell Wilson new papers and then you decimate the defense and you start all over again. Or, you have to make these decisions in real time with regard to these young quarterbacks. So Mitch Trubisky obviously will not be here next year. And whether or not Nick Foles has a future here beyond this year, it remains to be seen. I don't think you've seen enough out of him to say he's going to be your franchise starting quarterback. So it's back to square one. I think there's a draft this year, and the Bears are going to be in somewhere in the middle of the draft. It's 7-9 or 8-8 or wherever they end up. And they're going to have to try to find somebody that can fit a system, whether that's a new coach's system or the system that's here, that can be successful, and then try to build around that again. I don't believe you go into the free agent market at the quarterback position, bring in somebody. Maybe, and I haven't looked at it close enough, Mark, but maybe there's a Ryan Tannehill out there who needs a new start, somebody who needs to go someplace else, who had talent coming out of college but just didn't hit on that first opportunity. And comes into a team that's got some parts around him. The problem I have is at the quarterback position, there's no doubt you need to restart, but you will not have a franchise receiver next year. Allen Robinson's not coming back here next year, and I don't think the Bears should pay him. I don't think the Bears are close enough to pay Allen Robinson what he's asking for with regards to the dollars that they'd have to commit to that. So now you're at you got a young receiver in Mooney. You got Anthony Miller, who you guys played in that clip coming out, who has really just been a ghost really this whole season. You think you might have a tight end of the future, but we'll never know that until Cole gets opportunities to make more plays. Obviously, he had the big drop Sunday night, which really, really hurt the football team, trying to answer that first touchdown that the Green Bay Packers had. So, and then the offensive line. I mean, gosh, that five that played Sunday night played much better together. But that's a team in the Packers who have had really a difficult time getting to the quarterback. So, we'll see here. Next couple of weeks, if those five can continue to play at that level, you'll get James Daniels back next year off the injury, so that'll certainly help that solidify that offensive line. But the offense is going to be a huge question mark for the next couple of years, unfortunately.
Talk with Jim Schwantz here on The Score. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde with you. Jim is part of the WBBM 780 AM 105.9 FM pregame, halftime, and postgame show. When you talk about Allen Robinson being worth the money, not worth the money compared to the rest of the salary cap for the Bears, watching what DeAndre Hopkins and Stephon Diggs are doing, being cast off from their teams, whether you're one or two receiver, you are a main, and watching the way those teams are succeeding offensively, I see only hopelessness if they don't have Allen Robinson. Maybe they don't look for him in the red zone as much as they should, as Allen Robinson's agent said. But I can't imagine what you do offensively. Then you're really tearing down everything. You might as well trade Khalil Mack and draft an offensive lineman and just admit we suck and we have a new GM and we're going to find somebody who knows something about quarterbacks, because the one we have now doesn't know anything about it. It seems like Allen Robinson would be a bit of a linchpin. You need a quarterback. You need to trade Khalil Mack for the highest first-round pick you can find to try to draft a quarterback, I think.
Well, that's the route you go. I don't disagree. I mean, I think for me, if this was a, backtrack a couple of years ago, the Bears didn't have that phenomenal season where they go to the playoffs, but you're still building. This is maybe last year was, a 4-12 year, and this year you're 8-8 and you're building. You're building towards something. Everybody in the world, I guess, in the sports world, pick this team to be 7-9, 8-8, 9-7. Nobody picked this team to be much better than that. For me, it's all season, it's been the optics. Where is the improvement coming from? Where is the development of talent coming from? And who has developed into the next level player? you look back from his rookie year, and then you look at Eddie Jackson, the guy I mentioned earlier. He was ascending. He has taken a huge step backwards. Think about, and he's injured, so it's not fair, but think about Tariq Cohen his first year, and then he had such a great first year, and then second year, he did not get any better. And so who's developing the talent, and where is that coming from, and can you develop talent around a guy like Allen Robinson? And if that's the plan, Rosie, and they want to go out and draft a young quarterback, and you want him to have a number one wide receiver, then, yeah, go ahead and spend the money and sign Allen Robinson. But if it's not going to be that path that they choose and they want to stand pat on the defense and try to be good on defense and build around and be more competent offensively, I just don't know that he fits into that. But you're right. He is your only bona fide, pure NFL top 10 at his position talent on the offensive side of the ball. He's the only one. And so, you know, if you want to build, you're going to be building around him, and then understanding that for if you do draft a young quarterback for a year or so, it's going to be, you know, I always say when the young quarterbacks in the NFL, when they take that first snap, it's like the 4th of July. I mean, everything going on around them is so fast. It's just, there's no way to replicate that. And so you're going to have those fits and starts again. And my fear is that, you know, the die is almost cast with regards to Coach Nagy and Coach Lazor and these guys, as far as, you know, can they put together a solid, competent game plan for the talent that they have? And unfortunately, last few weeks, we've seen that that's not the case.
Yeah, and we're also, guys, in that very complicated part of the season for the Bears, because they're obviously 5-6. It's an uphill battle. They're still alive, but it becomes a point now. You want to start seeing, again, more of what you have from guys that you haven't seen a lot from, like a Cole Kmet, maybe more to Darnell Mooney. Like, get really target the heck out of him if you don't think Allen Robinson is coming back. I just saw or just got some news that James Waters is out, so maybe we see more of Trevis Gipson, the rookie fifth rounder out of Tulsa. Maybe we see more of him out there on the field. How do you manage that if you're Matt Nagy, if you're the organization at this point, Jim? Because there's going to be guys, too, that are going to be making business decisions. Maybe Allen Robinson is not going to want to, you know, go deep down the middle and fight guys to protect himself a little bit. I mean, how do you manage that at this point when you're in this tricky spot at 5-6 and your season is still kind of alive?
Well, it add into it too, Mark. I mean, you know, everybody's talking job security. I mean, you know, Coach Nagy's been asked that question in the last few weeks, and
yeah,
that's just going to get more and more intense. So now it would be one thing if you're on the second year of a contract and, you know, you're coming off that honeymoon, you know, first year where you go to the playoffs, and now you're tinkering a little bit and trying to get these guys developed in game snaps. It's another thing if you're coaching for your career. I mean, you're coaching for your life with regards to your Chicago Bear career, I should say. That's a different story altogether. And, you know, if there's a magic number in your mind that you have to get to try to save your job as far as wins or whatever, you know, then I don't know. I mean, you look at like a guy like Riley Ridley. He's all of a sudden started to play a little bit, and he's got a couple of catches. He's not doing anything tremendous, but he's slowly being integrated into a Sunday, you know, game day Sunday. You know, a couple of weeks ago, he was buried on the inactive list each and every week. So maybe we're starting to see a little bit of that. You know, I've really liked what I've seen out of Darnell Mooney this year, with the exception of a couple really bad throws from Nick Foles. This kid would have had, you know, two or three more touchdowns this season. And, you know, he obviously had early on, he was the one, he got the first touchdown of the year. He's the one who had, you know, the confidence of Mitch Trubisky to throw him the ball in a tight space in the Detroit game. So he's earned those extra snaps and those extra opportunities. You know, you said Cole Kmet. I mean, with the exception of one really great catch against the Carolina Panthers, he's really had a non-existent season this year, and that's unfortunate. He's your highest draft pick. He's your highest draft pick this year. He needs to play better these last five games. So you can at least say, hey, that's one position that we don't have to really worry about going into next year's draft. You know, I've really been really impressed with Jalen Johnson. I think he's played very well at the off corner, especially when you're opposite a corner of Kyle Fuller's ability. You're going to get thrown at a lot. And you mentioned Tayshawn Gipson. I would love to see him for sure. I mean, you drafted him with a fifth round pick, and he hasn't even seen, not even on special teams. Give him some opportunity to just learn the speed of the game, for lack of a better term. But then again, if you're truly coaching for your life, so to speak, if you're Coach Nagy, Maybe those guys haven't earned your trust enough in practice to get on the field on Sunday.
All right. Well, I hope you get to talk about a 500 team tomorrow, Jim. I just hope that's the way it goes.
I agree, guys. It's getting harder and harder. I know. You know, the post games have just been. It's almost like you could record the one the week before and just play it in because it's the same thing over and over again. And hopefully, you know, we saw a little bit of a step forward with that offensive line kind of gel a little bit on Sunday nights. Hopefully, that's something we can stop having to talk about too much. Because, you know, nobody covers the center position like our pregame show. So we've been talking about that center position for 6 weeks now. So hopefully Mustafa is our guy and we don't have to worry about, you know, getting those expertise on the center position. And, I'm just kidding. Obviously, Jay's a good friend of mine and we love talking offensive line on our show. But hopefully that's one less thing we got to really worry about. We can point our focus to something else and, like you said, maybe be talking about a 500 football team here.
Well, Jay's going to love this because I spoke to Jermaine Effetti on the phone yesterday for the pregame show, and we talked about Sam Mustipher.
Nice.
So
nice.
Get ready, Jim. Get ready, man. It's on.
Nice. Awesome. No, like I said, we covered the center. And then last week we had Larry McCarron on with us from the Packers, so
yes.
We covered that center position like nobody.
That's right. We're in the center of it. Yeah, that's excellent. Jim, thanks for your time. I always appreciate it. You always make us smarter.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Thanks.
See you, man.
That's Jim Schwantz, our brother station WBBM, the pregame show, postgame show, halftime show, 780 AM, 105.9 FM. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Matt Nagy sort of reinforced something that I think he's been doing wrong all along, and it really stuck out against the Packers. So we'll talk about that, and then we'll bring you up to date on the rest of the show. Maybe bring me up to date on the rest of the show, too. He's Mark Brody. I'm Steve Rosenblum. We are Saturday Suckage, and we have a new coach. Ours is better than the Bears on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Welcome back into the Rosie and Grody Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And I was just told in my ear from our producer, the Trash Panda, Adam Sidzinski, I don't know where Steve is.
We lost him.
We have lost Steve Rosenblum at least temporarily. We're hoping it's nothing serious. Maybe he got stuck someplace. Perhaps he's having trouble with our Lucy application on which we do this this particular radio show. So that is all on the table. I don't remember. What did Steve tease? Oh, he's back. Okay, what did Steve tease? Because I'll talk about that. Steve, what did you tease going into this segment?
Sucking.
Yeah. What happened? Well, first of all, what the hell happened? What was that all about?
I don't know. Technology happened. I probably got my fat fingers in the wrong place, as usual.
All right.
Anyways,
shut yourself down.
Matt Nagy keeps talking about, I'll never question my guy's effort. And this comes, he said it before, and he said it after Tony Dungy, a Hall of Fame Super Bowl winning coach, said, this defense looks like it quit. Matt Nagy says, never, ever, never, ever, going back to September, never, ever, never question my player's effort. Well, guess what? You're a lousy coach. You have to question everything. You have to look at everything. To flatly ignore something like effort, especially when that's everything you control, is just a load of crap. Now, maybe you need to do that to curry favor in the locker room. Maybe you need guys to like you and play for you, and that's the way you do it. If you can't question effort, you can't coach here. You can't coach anywhere. You're a lousy coach. And that was, to hear him say that, bothered me more now because that's what a coach saw on TV, and then he tried to run backtrack on it. Tony Dungy thought, oh my God, nobody will talk to me anymore if I tell the truth. It looked like the truth to me. What did you think?
There's no bigger indictment that a coach can have on himself than saying that his team lacked effort, and that goes through all sports. Well, we're just centering on Matt Nagy right now. When a coach says that, he is indicting his that's called losing the locker room, and I agree with you. I hate when coaches say that because it's disingenuous. So that is survival. He is protecting himself when he says that, because if he gives he's not selling his players out if he's, well, I guess he would be if he says that they're giving up, but he's also firing himself. And if he was to say, I promise you that if Matt Nagy was to come out and say, yeah, I question their effort, these guys aren't trying, if he had done that in any stop along his 3 years, he would have been crushed by the media and everybody else and saying, oh, he's lost the locker room. Ooh. You know, the effort. There's two things that are glaring for coaches: mistakes, penalties, and effort. Those are the two things that we can all see. And if a coach indicts himself on that, then he would have been blasted. So while I don't disagree with you necessarily, how can he say that and honestly protect himself? So, yeah, it bothers me. It bothers me that, like, the coaches always do that to protect themselves, but I guess they have to.
Well, that's okay. That's a subjective part of it. The two points you brought up, the effort and then the, you know, the mistakes, that
penalties,
part of
right.
it. That's sure. that. Those are facts. You can't argue that Matt Nagy has been a failure in that. If you include that kind of game management, all right, the discipline, that this is a team that has to call, you know, that false starts after a timeout. This is a team that has to call a timeout after a successful fake punt. And you don't have everybody ready. Your communication sucks. Your ability to coach sucks. Your team isn't disciplined. You're not demanding it. You're not coaching well. You're not getting to the point where you've eliminated that issue. So for half of that equation, he's failed miserably. I don't want to hear people tell me he's a great coach when you see, you know, he's leadership. Well, why aren't guys listening to him? People listen to leaders. People are both intimidated and excited by leaders of quality or leaders that resound because they want to get it right. They want their approval, and they don't want to, and they maybe they fear their wrath. Matt Nagy's a lousy coach, and he seems to prove it every snap Mitch Trubisky takes. In fact, every snap the Bears have, every game in Green Bay, every primetime game. I mean, my God, they lost to Kirk Cousins, who sucks in primetime. I just think using your formula, quitting is subjective, refusing to even consider whether your players gave the effort is ludicrous. But the other part, can you really argue with that? The penalties, the mistakes?
No, I mean, you can't. And to your point, too, about coaching, and you'll hear this later in What Mark Heard.
Next hour.
Our sound segment from the week that was the Chicago Bears in practice. But one cut that I will bring to you, I'll give you a little preview on it, is Akeem Hicks. Like, the question was asked to him, and every defender was asked the question this week that we had a chance to speak to. What'd you think about Matt Nagy calling yo asses out? And, you know, Hicks said, I like hard coaching. You know, and I think that's what you're saying, that he does, that he, players want to be told what to do, and they, a fear factor is not bad. I mean, I know Ditka is the exhausting comp, but it's real, right? I mean, players were afraid
in
of
life,
him.
Gang.
In life, gang. I mean, Donnell Wolford can't cover anybody.
Evidently,
you said that.
He can't cover anybody.
Yeah. Evidently, Donnell Wolford can't cover anybody.
Anybody,
and
yeah.
I don't know if this team's capable of winning another game. Like, he said stuff like that. Not. Now, Ditka was extreme. He was what we call extreme. But, you know, to that end, yeah, players appreciate having a little bit of fear, because that means, and when players say that, I think, like, especially in the case of somebody like Akeem Hicks, who is a star, that, hey, man, Hicks knows what he's doing, but I need you to call out the rest of these guys. You know what I mean? Like I can't let you let this guy get away with whiffing on that. You know what I mean? So
right.
I do get what you're saying. And yes, Matt Nagy is responsible for all of that.
Well, we will put down the hammer on the Bears for a moment, and we will bring it to the Cubs and the changes they're undergoing. We will discuss Cubs with our next guest after a break. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mark Grody, Saturday Suckage, with our new coach emeritus, Mike Tomlin, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Sucking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.